Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. A good day and a welcome aboard to another edition of Sports Overnight America, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com, and by Rocket Mortgage and RocketMortgage.com. Start of a new year, a kind of a late in the week kickoff to a Thursday into a Friday, a football Friday indeed. And don't look now, we're down to about what, six or seven football Fridays before Super Bowl 59 is contested down in New Orleans. Of course, the scene of a terrorist act, just an unbelievable, horrific situation at the, in the Bayou City, the Crescent City, New Orleans, Louisiana, which will host the Super Bowl this year. Of course, Sugar Bowl is being played as we speak. Notre Dame with a 10-point lead over Georgia, 13-3. But a big show, and we'll do some forecasting, crystal ball, the 2025 calendar year, maybe a little sneak peek back one final time at 2024 in the world of sports. But You know, right around the corner. I mean, seriously, when you think about it, you've got the first ever 12-team playoff will culminate on the 20th in Atlanta. You got the Super Bowl in New Orleans amid the terrible news situation, 15 dead, 30 more injured, former Princeton footballer in the Ivy League lost his life. But you know, listen, we have, you know, and then before you know it, you got into March Madness. And we're going to have a front row seat to the Final Four. That'll be in San Antonio. Then you get Augusta. Then you roll into the summer. So, you know, you blink and you're halfway through the new calendar year. So it goes. All right. So we get it going today. Giovanna Scroggins, she is going to have a front row seat, figuratively and literally, in Dallas. She'll get ready for the Cotton Bowl, which is, I think, look at this Texas and Ohio State game. And I really feel for Arizona State. That was a remarkable, gutsy team, a gutsy effort. That was a targeting, that was a textbook targeting that they passed on. I mean, it was just horrible. And that was the game right there. I mean, if the correct call was made there, Arizona State is playing Texas. And back in Dallas, where they took out Iowa State 3 weeks ago in the Big 12 championship game. We'll spend some time on that, Giovanna Scroggins, and then Tyler Levine's going to join us as well, and also Zaid Hussein, and then Dom will help us forecast 2025 in the world of sports. Coming back on Sports Overnight. Don't go away. This ain't regular. I ain't nothing that you settle for. No. Nice try, wrong guy. Maybe next time.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here. Celebrate responsibly.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
What do you know? A Vanderbilt transfer, Jaden Harrison, 98-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. Notre Dame goes up 20-3 on Georgia. Get you updated there. Bo Collins earlier caught a 13-yard touchdown pass from Riley Leonard. Difference in the game is Gunnar Stockton is not ready for prime time, and Riley Leonard is a mobile quarterback. He can rush for 50, 60, 70 yards a half, and Notre Dame hasn't even played well, and they are going to beat Georgia. Unless they mount a comeback. All right, let's get her in here, Giovanna Scroggins, also Tyler Levine. Ladies before gentlemen, Giovanna, how are you? Happy New Year. Welcome aboard. How are you?
Happy New Year to you as well, Marty. I'm doing great.
Good to talk to you. Let's get Tyler Levine in here. Tyler, what's going on, pal? How are you?
I'm doing well, Marty. Doing well.
Well, Happy New Year, and away we go. Giovanna, I want to go back, and I want to get right to the issue. How do they, you know, they talk about officiating and you talk about bad calls. The one thing that never really gets illuminated appropriately is the bad non-call. If that wasn't targeting, I don't know what is. I mean, I don't want to sit here and burst the bubble of Texas, but that was the game right there. That was a horrific. And there's people out there, credible people, saying that's what the, you know, follow the money trail. They want Texas in there. Arizona State's a nice story, but it's not a nice enough story to get them to the Final Four of college football. Give me a quick take on that non-call in that game. Let me hear.
Yeah, I mean, those are huge, huge moments and huge plays. Texas really could have won the game. I mean, they came out the gate super early. It was a low-scoring game, but they scored 14 points in less than a minute in the first quarter. That game was in the bag for the Longhorns, and then, you know, they struggled to stop the amazing running back, you know, that Arizona has. But that was a big call, and you look at the things you mentioned, follow the money. A lot of people want Texas in this semifinal and maybe even in the championship, obviously seeing number one seeded Oregon going down. So I think Texas is probably going to make it regardless. Everyone's on, you know, on their backs, on their tails. So, you know, it is what it is. The game of football.
Yeah, no question. Tyler, weigh in on that. I mean, you and I were texting during that game. It was crazy. I mean, I was just stunned at Arizona State. Dillingham, man, the guy can flat out coach. He didn't panic. I like the fact that he was not going for field goals early. Some people are criticizing him after the fact, but I'll defend him. You know, outside the red zone, he knew he wasn't going to get into a field, or at least thought he was going to get into a field goal game. Give me your thoughts on Arizona State, the non-call, and that outstanding college football game. Let me hear.
Well, if he would have made the decision to kick a field goal earlier in the game on multiple occasions, that non-targeting call wouldn't have mattered. And ultimately, you know, for me, look, when there is calls that are missed that determine games, it's very easy to point the finger and say, oh, if this call was made, that would have changed the outcome. What people rarely do is think back at what happened earlier in the game. If they had kicked a couple field goals, they would have been winning in that game, and they wouldn't have needed to complete that pass, and it wouldn't have been the end of the world, and they probably would have been kneeling it out and you know, walking away to a victory and playing up against Ohio State next week. But they didn't. So for me, is it a bad call? Yeah, but like we see that in pretty much every game nowadays, whether it's NFL or college football. So do I think it was targeting? Yes. Do I think that people are making too big a deal of it? Absolutely. And look, there's still some sort of speculation. Do I think it was targeting? Yes. But, you know, I'm sitting on ESPN this morning watching Get Up, and, you know, there's guys sitting there that are saying, you know, does it meet all the requirements? You know, maybe. But it's speculative. And, you know, ultimately, I think that the rule is so unclear. And you heard Dillingham talking about it in the post-game press conference. He's like, you know, I don't even really know what targeting is. And do I think that part of that was, you know, him being a little sly and kind of, you know, a little sarcastic? Yes. But, like, let's be real. There's so many of these calls that are made and are not made, and just as often as we see them mess it up for, you know, not calling it targeting, we also see them mess it up for calling something targeting. So I'm not a fan of just saying that, you know, Texas is only in it because of the money. Like, refs make mistakes all the time. This isn't something new. I don't know why people are so upset about it.
All right, let's go on here, and listen, Ohio State – Tyler, you and I were guilty of it. We were piling on Ryan Day, fire him, get out of Dodge, pack your suitcase. Yeah, I mean, we could go back and play it. I said it, you said it. We were one of many's, and now we're sitting here eating crow. Giovanna, Buckeyes, Longhorns, but Ohio State, I hate to say it, a loss to Michigan, and really right now is the rising phoenix in this postseason. I think this is a steaming locomotive, and they are going to be next to impossible to stop. Now, that's going from one end of hyperbole to the other, a man of extremes, I guess. But what do you think right now as you see Ohio State and Texas, given what the Buckeyes have done?
Yeah, I mean, the Buckeyes have one person that you can absolutely not stop outside of their offense. And, you know, Jeremiah Smith was amazing in that game against Oregon. So it's going to be really interesting. I mean, going into week 17, Texas ranked second in passing defense. So they're really going to have to stop the Buckeyes offense and Jeremiah Smith, who's been incredible for the Buckeyes as of lately. So I think that's what Texas needs to focus on, in addition to figuring out their identity. Like, there's been struggles on the rushing side of the ball for Texas. Like, are you rushing the ball? What does that look like for y'all? How can y'all get the run game going? I think that's going to be key for them as well.
Some people think it's the national championship game, Tyler, right there. Texas, Ohio State, the winner takes cuts down the net, so to speak. Let me hear.
I mean, hand up, man. I had Ohio State all wrong. In these last few games, they have shut everybody up, including myself. And it just, you know, it doesn't show. Like, I mean, that Michigan game is just clearly the outlier of all outliers. And look, even if Texas, you know, has the best, passing defense, or one of the best, I mean, Oregon's defense has been pretty solid all year round, and they got thrown all over. And let's not forget, Ohio State also had 100 yards rushing at half. So, I mean, this team is just, how do you beat them is the question, because it just seems like you're not going to score more points than them. So unless your defense has an all-time day, good luck. I mean, that's really 319 yards passing for Will Howard, 191 combined rushing yards, 319 combined receiving yards. Jeremiah Smith had 7 catches, 187 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And, I mean, Oregon was a team that, I mean, they were undefeated going into this game. You know, I was someone that had a future on Oregon to win it all. And here I am now thinking to myself, man, what value we would have had in Ohio State if we could have just realized that Michigan loss was just a complete and utter fluke, and that's it.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And then the other team that, you know, and again, it's the Big Ten. And I had plenty of my contemporaries joining me in bashing the Big Ten. Penn State, James Franklin, can't win a big game. Well, he's won 2. You can point to Boise State and say, well, you know, whatever. But the fact of the matter is, and SMU, and these, you know, these quote unquote outliers and these mid majors, but Penn State, Giovanna, and the Big Ten's carrying the torch right now.
Oh, for sure. And I think that's something that, you know, when you look at the SEC, really, you know, this whole new 12-team football, college ball era has kind of been a little bit about the Big Ten. So I think it's going to be interesting, especially going into next year, what this, you know, how the college football playoff committee is going to assess these teams. I mean, there's been a lot of talk about, oh, strength of schedule, all these kinds of things. But realistically, you know, I do believe that there's a little bit of conference bias. So it's going to be interesting for me to see what, you know, changes might be done. How does the playoff committee assess these teams? And if that conference bias is going to, you know, be alleviated a little bit.
Going to be interesting. All right, we are up against it. Giovanna, you are going to be at that game. Really looking forward to it. We'll save it for we'll save it maybe for later. I want to hear your pick on that game. But great job out of you, Giovanna. And again, Happy New Year. Thanks for popping on.
Happy New Year, guys. Talk to you soon.
You got it. Zayd Hussein is still in Brazil. So, you know, we love having a worldwide reach on the American Forces Network, but he is going to join us here momentarily. We'll look at, I don't know, Tyler, what do you think? Sunday night football. How good is Vikings Lions, huh? Does the NFL, does it look like they scripted almost?
I was just going to say, this might be the biggest regular season game in like NFL history, or at least one of them. I mean, think about it. It's two rivals going up against it for the one seed in the NFC. And the losers, you know, it has to be a wild card team where I think there's only five teams that have won the Super Bowl. You know, starting as a wild card, playing three games on the road.
Yeah, and you know, you go from the one seed to the five seed. Exactly right, because you don't win your division, and then you're gonna fall out of that. Some people think that's a flawed system. The conference winners in college football, you know, they get the top four seeds. So, anyways, that's just the way it is. It's a system, and we have to abide by it. All right, we'll come back. Zayd will join us, and then Dom a little bit later on. We're gonna forecast in crystal ball 2025 in the world of sports here on a Thursday into a Friday. It's Sports Overnight, presented by Geico and Rocket Mortgage. Don't go away.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, talking the world of sports here. Sports Overnight, Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine. We get Zaid Hussein locked and loaded all the way down in Brazil as we go globally on the American Forces Network. And happy new year to you as well, Zaid Hussein. Marty and Tyler, how are you, Zaid?
Marty, happy new year. I am doing well. Guys, it's time to buckle up because Georgia just scored, and I have a feeling this game is far from over. Down 20-3, now 20-10. I really think that they're going to come back and win this game, guys.
All right, we'll see. Yeah, you're sticking your neck out there. Hey, we were both saying, Tyler and I, and we had Giovanna on as well, Tyler, and I should say Zaid, and I said it all along, the NFC North is the best division in the NFL. I don't care what anyone says. Now, the Bears didn't uphold their end of the deal, but you've got three teams there. You've got Detroit, Minnesota, and Green Bay. Can it get any better than Sunday night with the regular season curtain falling on Minnesota and Detroit for the NFC North title, the one seed as opposed to the five seed? Let's get your take. You've kept a close eye on the NFC North this year for us. Let me hear.
Yes, it's insane to think that a 14-win team is going to be a fifth seed in the NFL playoffs, which, you know, it's a shame that it comes down to this. This game is going to be absolutely electric. It's going to be, I think, the game of the year. You want to talk about two high-powered offenses. Who would have guessed that you would be looking at the Vikings and saying this is going to be one of the best offenses in football? Because, you know, Addison, Jefferson, Aaron Jones, all of these weapons, and Sam Darnold playing at really a high, high level. This Vikings team is for real. And me and you at the beginning of the season, Marty, were talking about it. You know, we thought the Vikings were just, you know, something. They're going to come the first couple weeks, get hot, and then they're going to go away. And I'll tell you what, they have never gone away. This game, I think, is going to be high scoring. It's going to be electric. And I think it's going to come down to who has the ball last.
It's going to be outstanding. Tyler, what is your take on the Vikings? How have they done it in your view? And Zaid's right. Yeah, we went back and we said, maybe a 10-win team. You know, Darnold, you know, no big deal. McCarthy got hurt, blows out the knee. You know, 12th overall, whatever he was in the draft or whatever, they took him to much people, you know, to the surprise of many. What do you attribute the Vikings doing what they've done so far to be in this spot Sunday night? Let's hear.
I mean, they're well coached. They have great weapons, a quarterback who's playing well, and they're great defensively. And to be honest, we talk about this all the time, they've had, you know, injury luck, meaning, you know, they are very healthy on both sides of the ball right now. And that is what matters most. And to be honest, in a game like this, where Detroit is pretty depleted on the defensive side, that's where the advantage lies. In this game, both teams can score a ton of points. Both teams are very well coached. Both teams have good offensive coordinators. But ultimately, we've seen this with Detroit. They have to put up a boatload of points to win these games. And what it's going to come down to for me is if Detroit's defense can show up. Because if Detroit's defense doesn't show up, and the Vikings does, the Vikings are, you know, could win this one easily in my eyes. Now, what I think that people also have to factor in is the fact that this is Detroit's first chance to have the one seed for the first time since I think it was like 1950. That place is going to be absolutely rocking. This atmosphere is going to be second to none. Zaid said it best, this will be the game of the year. And I just find it unbelievable that on the last game of the regular season, we have two 14-2 teams who are going up at it for the division title and the inside track to the Super Bowl. These teams are each two wins away from making the NFC Championship game. The winner, you know, will be one home win away from the Super Bowl after this game, and that's just an unbelievable thing to think about.
One of four teams that's never been, and Detroit's one of them. Jacksonville, Cleveland, I don't know who else. I don't know who the fourth team is. You guys are right off the top of your head. But here's what I want to say. The ownership group there in Detroit goes all the way back to William Clay Ford, now the daughter. What they've done, and what they've done with the old cattle rancher, the old Texas A&M, former NFLer Dan Campbell, riverboat gambler extraordinaire. This is unbelievable. It really is. So I'm happy. I mean, Detroit has been, you know, I mean, they were title town with the Pistons, the Tigers, and the Red Wings. But when it's come to football, man, this is one of the most forlorn, downbeaten, downtrodden franchises, Zaid. And this is huge for Detroit. I mean, let's be honest. Let me hear.
Yeah, I think me and you are probably two of the biggest Dan Campbell haters there are, in all honesty, Marty. I think while they have had so much success, I think Ben Johnson is the recipe for success over there. I have to agree that Dan Campbell does give his players a spark, and, you know, people love to play for him. But I think come the postseason, if they draw a team like Washington, a guy in Jaden Daniels that could run and give these guys a lot of problems, I think that's a sleeper team that they could run into that could knock them off. I think the Detroit Lions would be on upset alert very, very early in this playoff picture. I think that they could lose in the first round. I think they could lose in the NFC Championship. And I think if they make it to the Super Bowl, I would be shocked. I think, in all honesty, this is a team that needs to play perfect and score a ton of points to win. I don't believe in their defense, and I don't trust them enough long term.
All right, let's pivot within the division. Tyler, you size up Green Bay. I think this is a very, very dangerous team. Again, this is, to me, it's almost Minnesota's a bigger surprise than Green Bay. I thought Green Bay would be good, but I didn't think they'd be this good. Now, are these, Detroit and Minnesota going to get caught napping? And is Green Bay, given their playoff run from a year ago, and they spit the bit late against the 49ers, where do you go with Love, LaFleur, and that brain trust in Green Bay?
Well, you know, it depends on what version of Jordan Love we get. If we get first round of the playoffs last year Jordan Love, Green Bay is going to be a problem for anyone they face. It doesn't matter. It could be the Vikings. It can be the Lions. It can be the Eagles. Doesn't matter who they play, they're going to be a problem. If we get 11 interceptions, Jordan Love, it could be an issue. The one thing that they have, you know, I just like I said about the Vikings, is, you know, they're a very well coached team, and that matters. And I spoke about this last week. Green Bay, the fact that they're returning the amount of guys that they are from a team that went into a hostile environment last year and absolutely beat down the Cowboys, is going to be very advantageous for them, because they're going to. He now has that experience. He knows what that feels like. He knows what it's like to go into a game and maybe not be a favorite. More importantly, go on the road in the playoffs and how to win. And that defense does as well. The defense in that game last year was potentially, you know, the real star of that game. I believe they had two pick sixes. So, Green Bay's defense. One thing they do have going for them a lot is that they get a ton of interceptions. I know that they have their one quarterback, cornerback. His name's slipping my mind right now. He's out injured, which will be huge for them. But I think Green Bay can certainly cause problems. It really is just dependent on which version of Jordan Love that we see.
Zaid, how about you? Where are you on Green Bay? Are we giving too much weight to these three quote-unquote Titans in the NFC North, and Philadelphia is kind of getting ignored here, coming out of the East, which has really been another surprise division, and the Eagles being as good as they are, Barkley having an unbelievable year, and the Commanders finally showing up on the radar screen, much to everyone's surprise. How do you see Green Bay, and is Philly the team that's kind of getting ignored because of what's going on in the NFC North?
You know, last year I thought, you know, during the beginning and middle of the season, all eyes were on Philly. And now, you know, we don't really see that. Like you mentioned, Philly's a team that's quietly just been racking up win after win after win. And mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts showed that while he could lean on Saquon Barkley, he can also make those throws. And when you have guys like Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown and all these weapons on your offense, you're always going to be very dangerous. I think when you compare them to the Packers, I think you have to give them the edge because of Saquon Barkley's ability to just run and gain yardage so much. And I think when you look at the Packers, they need that extra push that we haven't seen. We saw them last week against the Vikings. They kind of looked flat offensively at times. And I think when you compare them to the rest of the division and the rest of the top teams in the NFC, they're just not consistent enough offensively to be a force to be reckoned with.
All right, real quick, guys. We're up against about a minute left. I want to know, give me a shock the world team in the NFC and give me a shock the world AFC team. I'll go first. I think the Rams in the NFC are absolutely shock the world. It would be huge, but all they do is find a way to win, and they've got one of the best, if not the best, coach in the National Football League, in my opinion. And in the AFC, the shock the world would be the Pittsburgh Steelers. Same deal. Great coach and maybe a hot team at the right time. Real quick, Tyler, you and then Zay.
I'm rocking with the Bucs in the NFC. I think when they're clicking, they can really, really click. And in the AFC, it's a lot more difficult for me. And I don't want to say, the Ravens are kind of my sleeper pick because I think a lot of people are sleeping on them. You know, most people are just thinking about the Bills and the Chiefs. So I think the Ravens are primed for a deep playoff run.
Interesting. Jade, what about you? NFC, AFC, let me hear.
I think the Washington Commanders are going to be a very, very tough team to deal with. I think with Jaden Daniels, when he is playing at his best, there is no stopping that offense. I think that offense has been absolutely electric, and I think if they play a team like the Lions or a team that struggles against quarterbacks, they're able to be mobile and run, I think they're going to give so many teams problems. So my team is Washington. On the AFC side, I have to agree with Ty. I think when you have Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry in the playoffs, I think these guys will be able to, if they do not beat themselves, run over every single team in the AFC. I think I'll take them over the Bills, I'll take them over the Chiefs, and I'll take them over every other team. The Ravens at plus 650 to win the Super Bowl right now, got to be a bet to look at.
Good job. All right, Zay, thank you. Tyler, you hang in. We'll come back. We've got Dominic Jimenez. We're going to crystal ball 2025, including, you know, maybe a sneak peek at the Super Bowl, but there's going to be so much more on the docket as we come back here. It is Sports Overnight America as we roll into our first episode here in 2025. Coming back here, presented by Rocket Mortgage and Geico.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. and we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, we're going inside the college football playoff. We got Notre Dame 20-10 over Georgia, about five and change left in the third quarter. What does Marcus Freeman, the coach at Notre Dame, do? Midfield, 4th-and-1, decides to go for it and fails. Why would you do that? Why would you not flip the field? I sit here and shake my head. So we got Nick Douglas down in New Orleans, and, of course, he was there amid all the tragedy as well. But he got a chance to talk to Marcus Freeman, the Notre Dame coach. Just give a listen to his thoughts going into this game. Obviously, he left those thoughts back at the hotel with that stupid call right there. But let's hear from Marcus Freeman.
I don't know exactly what they'll do. Right? We don't know. We have a great plan. You never know until you get out there. And it's going to be a game of adjustments. And we'll be ready to adjust if we need to.
Do you emphasize this game any differently than you would any other game? Or do you try to make it as normal as possible because y'all have been on such a roll? Do you try to keep things the same way? Or do you, hey, this is what we have in front of us, you know, make it maybe even a bigger deal than you normally would?
I think the players and everybody in this program knows it's a big game, right? You're lying to yourself if you don't act like this is a good game. But the approach to this game, there has to be a sameness of approach, right, in terms of your preparation. And so that's what I've continued to harp on as we prepare for this game, is there's got to be a sameness in terms of your approach to this game. We're not going to do something differently this week that we've never done. Right, because then you're cheating. Like, well, coach, why are we doing something different? We've never done this. Like, this, you should prepare every game as it's a Super Bowl, as we do. And so, the challenge is, how do we continue to elevate? How do we continue to enhance the way we prepare mentally? This every week, that's a challenge. I know you gave me everything you got last week. We got to enhance a little bit more. And if you do that, I think you get as close to reaching your full potential as you can. So, there's a sameness in approach, but everybody knows it's a big game.
All right, a little convoluted, noisy there at the end. You got the gist of it. We're not going to do anything different, including we brought our packet of dumb pills. Tyler, why would you go for it at midfield? You've lost the momentum. You're up 20-3. You give up a 32-yard touchdown. Now you move the ball to midfield. How do you not flip the field and kick that ball, even if it's a touchback? I don't get this guy. It's like he brings a dumb pill to the game. I swear to God.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think that it comes down to lack of experience in a big moment. We see this pretty often from coaches in these big moments. Like, you can try and treat, like you said, every game the same, and you're not going to change things around, and you're not going to do things you haven't done. But when push comes to shove, when you have that 15 seconds to make a call and make a decision, and you haven't been in this moment before, and, you know, he's not thinking about losing the momentum, I'm sure he's thinking about gaining it. But unfortunately, that's a coin toss in those moments. And, you know, that's a big decision that can come back to haunt him, much like I spoke about earlier, Dillingham deciding to not kick field goals in the beginning of the game and go for it. And, you know, ultimately, when push comes to shove, that is the game. Texas would have been kicking if he just took one of those field goals and they made it. Texas is kicking not to win the game, and, you know, if they miss, it goes to overtime. It's to tie the game, and if they miss, Arizona State wins. And, you know, those micro decisions in the grand scheme of things really add up.
Yeah, I'll challenge you a little bit on that, on two points. First of all, Dillingham made those choices. I think you got to put some context in him going for it. First of all, his kicker hit a dying quail, a dead duck, dying quail kick, which got tipped or got, you know, someone got a hand on it. So there's that. So maybe his confidence was a little shaken. I think you got to put context. And don't forget the Texas kicker, Bert Auburn, he doinked one and then missed another one wide right. So don't forget the Texas kicker missed two. So I think you got to put some context in there. I'm just irritated to no end that you got helmet to helmet. The guy leads with his helmet. The guy is concussed. The guy's out cold. and that's not targeting? It just, I sit here and I lose my mind over this stuff. If that's not targeting, what is targeting? Does the guy have to leave on a stretcher? Is that what we're looking for?
The rule is very convoluted. It's not, you know, it's...
Yeah, I agree.
With the crown of the helmet versus, you know, what's the difference between the crown and the face mask? Because the rule says it's the crown, but if you hit them with the face mask, you know, technically speaking, it's still helmet to helmet. You know, is it, on, you know, on a tip pass? Is it, you know, just like on a tip pass or can't be pass interference? You know, does that make the receiver not defenseless anymore? It's just, it's too convoluted. To be honest, like, I think they need to just scrap the rule entirely. I just don't, it's too speculative. It leaves a window of opportunity for a call like this to be made and for it to mess up the whole game. And, you know, instead of talking about the fact that Arizona State had a brilliant comeback, that Scadabo had an unbelievable game, that Quinn Ewers showed up when he needed to, no one was talking about any of that this morning. Nobody. They were all talking about one moment and one call, and that's not what should be being discussed about this game, because it was one of the best college football games I've ever seen in my life, and we're not even talking about the game, we're talking about the refs. It sucks.
Yeah, and I agree, and if I want context on the field goals, I have to have context with everything else, so it's not one size fits all. All right, let's get Dom in here, and guys, you know, looking back at 2024, I don't know about you guys, and I'm going to sound like a shameless shill, but I don't care. I'll go to my grave saying this and believing this. I think Caitlin Clark and this whole WNBA phenomenon, I hearken you guys to implore you to read the freelance piece in Sports Illustrated. It's lengthy. It's about the transformation of the WNBA. Look, I'm an NBA fan. I love it. I think we're going to have a banner year. The NBA last year was great for me, obviously being a Celtic guy. But I want to start with you, Dom. Where do you put the burgeoning WNBA in context? There's that word again. I'm going to contextualize it. What the WNBA did in calendar year 2024, and I want to know more than just Caitlin Clark. What caused this absolute explosion in interest, TV ratings, and so on and so forth? Dom, go ahead. Let me hear.
So I'll say it's almost like a startup company that hits big. Obviously, not a startup company. This league's been around over 20 years, multiple iterations, whatever it might be. But that's kind of what it was, where it's like, okay, we've got a solid product. Now we just need people to notice it. And we got to that point in 2024 where people noticed it. I think part of it is, let's be real, large portion of it is Caitlin Clark. But I think the... you know, whether it was rooted in something negative or not, her rivalries in college were huge. The WNBA had grown. I think you're starting to get stars again who are marketable. The Sabrina Ionescu's of the world, the not even so much Breonna Stewart, but Kelsey Plum is a delight for the media. She's got huge personality. Asia Wilson, one of the best basketball players on the world, on the planet, period. And now you throw in Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, what Paige Beckers is doing in college. There's more attention, and I think part of it is burnout on other sports. We've seen across, maybe not the NFL, across the board and everything else, though, viewership and engagement is way down. And I think, you know, for me, when I really started getting into the NBA a couple of years ago, my baseball team stunk, and I did not want to watch the Giants 4-5 times a week during the summer. There's not a lot on, so I got into the WNBA, and I think to an extent that's kind of, it's not the norm, but I think you started to see that happen a lot with more people.
Yeah, Tyler, what about you? I'm just trying to remember whether you were fully on board with this or whether you were taking the approach that this might just be a one-off and that the Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese thing will, you know, be a nice little subplot and this will move the needle. But you weren't I'm not sure whether you think it'll sustain. I'm dying to hear your opinion. Go ahead.
I think in terms of
scale, and you know, if you just put it as like a mathematical growth equation, that the Caitlin Clark story this year is probably, you know, the biggest, if we're going to use it in terms of the impact league-wide that it had. Is it my favorite story? No. Do I follow the WNBA in depth? No, but I think that it's absolutely unequivocally sustainable now because the game has been changed. It's been rewritten. There's new rules. You know, not literally, but it's just, you know, she changed the game. And her, you know, I'm not going to give it all to her. The rivalries, like Dom said, played a huge part in it. And the reason being is it brought something interesting to a game and sport that not many people were interested in. And it was just impossible to ignore, which naturally draws attention. So in terms of, you know, the scale of what was the biggest story of 2024, you know, that has to be up there. There's a lot of other huge moments as well. Celtics winning their 18th, Spain winning the Euros. You know, a lot happened in 2024, but I think that, like, in terms of impact, it's pretty difficult to deny that nothing else, that, you know, the Celtics winning their 18th title didn't impact the NBA the way that Caitlin Clark's story and breakout has.
I'm going to switch to the NBA here because we don't spend enough time on it, and the calendar year has turned, and I get into it now. And college basketball is fun. I think Cooper Flagg is worth the price of admission. I love watching this kid play. I'm hoping he's the next Larry Bird, and I, you know, we've all been waiting for the next Jordan. There was Kobe and Durant and everything else, but I will tell you this. Man, oh, man, college hoops is going to be good. But, guys, there's something about this Cleveland Cavalier team. I don't know what it is. I just think they're potentially an elite team because they have the star in Mitchell, but they also have great role players. And don't look now, Kenny Atkinson is doing a hell of a job coaching Cleveland. Dom, have you paid attention to the Cavs at all from your Bay Area outpost? Let me hear.
Just there are two butt whoopings on the Warriors in the last few weeks, but I'm a firm head of the table. Donovan Mitchell is one of the most overrated players in the NBA. Ooh. You cannot get me to root for Donovan Mitchell. He's good. He's good. He's very good. But if you I haven't looked at his numbers this year, so maybe that's changed. But over the last few years, he's sure puts up 30 a game and is wildly inefficient. And when we've seen Donovan Mitchell in big moments in the playoffs, you need a magnifying glass to find him. I don't have faith in the Cavaliers winning the East or making a deep run, and I think that their limits to what Jared Allen and Evan Mobley can do from the offensive end, obviously defensively, fantastic. And I just don't think Donovan Mitchell is, quote-unquote, that guy. And he's proven that he's not to this point in his career.
I would take him over Jason Tatum right now, just this year.
Oh, my God.
I'm serious. I love Mitchell.
I don't like Jason Tatum, and I think you're crazy for saying that.
All right, let me ask you, Tyler. Go ahead, Tyler. I'm serious. Jason Tatum is he's all over the map, 41 night, 13 the next. And Jaylen Brown's right behind him, and I'm a Celtic guy. So go ahead. You can't kill Donovan Mitchell. Dom just did. Go ahead. Let me hear you, Tyler. You got to defend me on Mitchell.
Amongst all the other things that the Cavs have that you listed off, good coaching, good players, great record, exciting potential, they also have the 30th ranked schedule, I believe, in terms of strength. So I'm not buying it at all. In the playoffs, when it actually matters, Mobley and Jared Allen gonna, you know, they could be, you know, the best defenders in the league. Not going to help when the Celtics are shooting 33s a game and making 60% of them. So I don't buy it at all. Celtics win in the playoffs over them any day of the week. I would never put a dollar up on the Cavs to beat them in a playoff series. Doesn't matter how Jason Tatum is playing now. We've seen this story before. They've ridden the burden of not being able to win a championship. They know what it takes to win a championship now, and I'm not buying this Cavs team at all.
All right. I think one of the best sports stories of 2025, guys, is going to be golf, and it's going to be the fact that Charlie Woods, Tiger's son, and a hole-in-one notwithstanding, I can't wait for this kid to turn professional. He's still got a lot of growth, a lot of time ahead of him, but I'm just telling you, we're going to watch this kid and he is going to be an absolute delight to watch. Great job out of you guys. I appreciate it. We'll come back with the two-minute drill. Donovan Mitchell is an outstanding player.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
All right, two-minute drill. We go down the home stretch. Notre Dame is teched on a field goal, 23-10, 13 and change to go. I think the Irish probably home free, but I'm not going to jinx them. What do you think? Notre Dame, Penn State, the winner. Who do you like in this Final Four, which will be set tonight? What do you think?
Pretty clear path for Ohio State to get it done, to be honest. I said when the playoff bracket was released that I think Penn State has a pretty clear path and a very easy route to the semifinal. I felt that, you know, Carson Beck being out and Georgia having a back quarterback in there would be very difficult for them to deal with a team like Notre Dame, who's healthy, experienced, who runs the ball well. And, you know, I think what we're going to end up seeing is an Ohio State-Notre Dame final, which is exciting. But I just don't see how Notre Dame can hang with this Ohio State team right now. You know, if they keep playing the way they're playing, they're unbeatable. Nobody can touch them. It's just not there's no one out there that can touch them. You know, the only team that really stands a chance is Texas, because they do have a pretty solid defense and they are very well coached. But, you know, it's going to come down to what version of Quinn Ewers do we see. Can they establish the run? Can Matt Golden get hot? And, you know, that's really it. But, you know, I think that Texas is going to have to use a little bit of Arch Manning in this game, because Ohio State defenses notoriously have struggled with mobile quarterbacks. And let's see if Sarkisian, you know, takes a go at Arch Manning and kind of puts him on a big stage in a big moment to mix things up for the Longhorns.
I never thought I'd say this. I think we're on a Big Ten collision course. I think we're going to get Ohio State and Penn State. And all the detractors, and I was one of them, Penn State.
Don't let Mike Griffith hear it.
Yeah, we're going to have him tomorrow, looks like, so we look forward to it. All right, Tyler, good job. Thanks to Zaid Hussein, Giovanna Scroggins. Thanks to you, as always, Dominic Jimenez. Outstanding job. We have kicked off 2025. Stay with us, alternating hours throughout the night. It is Sports Overnight America, presented by Geico and by Rocket Mortgage and rocketmortgage.com. I'm Marty Terrell. Adios.